We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3.
This is Talking Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today, whether you're listening in San Antonio or San Francisco, from New Orleans to New Guinea. We are proud that you joined us. We got two linebackers today. So instead of tackling people, they're going to tackle some questions from me. We're joined by Tyler Grubbs from New Orleans, Mackie Carabin from San Antonio. Welcome, guys.
How you doing?
I'm good. Start with you, Tyler. Were you held on the last play of the SMU game?
I'd say
correct
yes.
Answer is yes.
I'd say yes, but, you know, it is what it is.
Mackie was held, and he wasn't even in the game that particular play. Anyway, how do you shake one like that off? You go first, Tyler.
It's for sure hard. But you kind of just, you know, we have a 24-hour rule, and you kind of have 24 hours to, you know, let it hurt, you know, cry, do whatever you got to do to get it over with, and then after that 24 hours, you got to move on to your next opponent. So,
Mackie, have you ever been involved in a finish like that?
Not in college, but back in high school, we were playing one of our bigger rivals, and Kerrville Tyvee, and we went to a triple overtime.
No!
We went into a triple overtime game, going back and forth, and we lost on a last play, heartbreak play. So it was tough.
That was down at Alamo Heights. What was y'all's mascot?
We were the Mules.
Of course you were. I knew that. What were y'all's colors?
Blue and gold.
Blue and gold, natural color for a mule. What's Holy Cross?
Holy Cross is the Tigers.
And y'all's colors were?
Blue and gold.
Beautiful. Okay. Back at Lakeview, South Carolina, where I'm from, we're blue and gold. So we got a lot of blue and gold gear if y'all need to borrow any. All right, let's do we're going to do like a rapid round. So, Tyler, what position did you play in high school besides linebacker?
Punter.
No fooling.
Yep.
Barefoot?
No.
Okay, just curious. Luke McCowan used to be a quarterback here, you know, played in the NFL, and he was a barefoot punter in high school. And then we played quarterback, had to put a shoe on. Mackie?
In high school, I long snapped a little bit, and I also punted my senior year.
Are you the emergency? You punted too?
I punted in high school, yes.
Do y'all ever talk to our punter if he, like, when you shank one or something, and say, bro?
I didn't do too well when I was in.
It's harder than it looks.
No, for sure.
What position would you play, Tyler, if you weren't playing linebacker at Tech?
I'd probably like to play running back.
All right. Mackie?
I think I could be like H-back, tight end, kind of like Jacob Adams.
Like Adams? Okay. What are your hobbies, Tyler?
Hobbies. Let's see. I like to hunt fish. From the ones we kind of have to do that. I like to hang out with my friends. I like to be a social person, you know, go around, just talk to people and just socialize.
Do you ever hang out with Mackie?
I do. I have Mackie. Me and Mackie have hung out a few times.
Okay. What about you, Mackie?
My biggest hobby outside of football is probably hunting the most, and then if I ever get some free time, I like to go golf.
Oh, beautiful. Have you played Squire Creek yet?
I've not played Squire Creek.
You need to try to do that. It's, of course, Tech's home course and a beautiful piece of property. When you go murder something, what are you usually hunting?
Deer and pigs.
Deer and pigs. Pigs.
Hogs, yeah.
Yeah, we need to thin out those. Mm-hmm. God, those are some mean animals.
Yep.
How many pigs have you killed?
I've lost count. I started when I was really young. My dad taking me out.
Sweet. Good. Need to thin the population. What do you try to murder, Tyler?
The only thing I've killed, I just started getting into hunting, is deer. So I've only killed about 3 or 4.
When's deer season open here? A couple weeks?
I think so. Bow season's coming up pretty soon.
Okay. Because you make a hunt during the off week, which is the Bulldogs have North Texas, and they go to North Carolina State, and then watch out, deer. Do any of y'all have a favorite superhero? Are y'all superhero people?
I'm not.
Like Marvel movies, they don't do anything for you? Tyler?
No, I'm for sure a Marvel guy. I'd probably have to say probably Thor.
Thor?
Yeah.
That's the guy with the hammer.
Correct.
That's a good line. He could probably play a linebacker here. Last good movie you saw?
Last
Tyler?
Good movie?
Are you a movie guy?
Oh, yeah. Big time. The last good movie I saw.
While you're thinking, Mac, have you seen a good movie lately?
Yeah, probably the best movie I saw recently was, I think it's called Shanghai. We saw it as a team before the Southeastern game.
Yes, got it. Y'all stay over in West Monroe.
Yes, sir.
When you got a home game. All right, Tyler, you thought of a movie yet? Maybe some.
I mean,
Marvel
that would
movie.
Probably be the last one. That was like, okay. We saw that one on the team. Then we saw Snake Eyes as the team. That wasn't too good. So I'd probably say that one too. Since it would be the
okay.
Latest.
Do you have a favorite movie star?
There's too many. So probably
okay.
Not.
You, Mackie?
No, I can't think of one.
Okay. What are you driving, Mackie?
I'm driving a GMC Sierra 1500.
That's a lot of ride. What have you got, Tyler?
I have a Camry XSE.
Okay, more people can get in Mackie's car. If you need a ride, call Mackie. What's your favorite food? Like when you go home, Tyler, to New Orleans? That your mom will whip up for you?
Probably just red beans and rice.
Okay. There's not such thing as just red beans and rice. That's pretty good stuff. Yeah. Does your mom make it as good as any you've ever had?
Mostly on my mom's, on my mom's side, her dad is a really good cook.
A lot of guy cooks
really,
down south.
Really great cook.
What about you, Mackie?
My favorite thing is probably breakfast tacos. Coming from San Antonio, I always get my mom to bring some up when she comes for the games.
Beautiful. A breakfast taco would have sausage.
Sausage or eggs, chorizo, cheese, stuff like that.
Okay. You know, Joshua Mode and Abe Delphin, y'all met those guys, right?
Yes.
We talked to them last week, so I figured I'd try to get some good-looking, smart guys instead of those, you know, offensive lineman guys. And they're big taco eaters. Love. Do y'all ever have a dust-up with those guys at practice?
Abe and Mode.
Yeah,
no.
Not with those guys.
Not with those guys.
Mostly not with them, but some other people, you will sometimes, but not them.
Is it? Okay. If you don't think there's ever little fights on football field at practice, you just haven't been to football practice very much.
Yeah, no.
Especially if it gets hot and it's 2-a-days and you just want to find somebody to lay into. All right. First three games, y'all have probably defended more passes than any other team in America. How do you feel about where the defense is at right now, Mackie?
I think the defense is in a good spot. We've played some really good offenses, but we know that we can still play better and get better each week. And I think we're just going to keep improving and end up being a great defense by the end.
What do you think?
I think in out of these three games, our first game we played well in one area. Second game we did well in a different area. Mm-hmm. The third game we've done well in a different area. Now I think it's time for us to put it all together and kind of just show what of a great defense we are.
Did you think about midway through the fourth quarter the other day, y'all really got to figure it out because you got them 3-and-out, 4-and-out, turn them over on downs, and then the ridiculousness happened at the very last play. But is that the kind of thing you build on after? Yeah,
I think we build it off of the offense confidence and just scoring, and that we just need to go out there and get a stop for them and just keep going. I think the offense kind of built us up to make us good at the end.
It was a great college football game. So as I said, all these games all played have been spectacular college football games. Okay, Tyler had 13 tackles against SMU, 27 for the year, one tackle for loss. Pass breakup, and Mackey's got 10 tackles on the year and a forced fumble. Tell me about that forced fumble so I can remember it, Mackey.
The forced fumble, it was like a little check down pass to a wide receiver against Mississippi State, and Trey Baldwin wrapped him up, and I just went high and punched at the ball when I was wrapping, and it popped out.
Trey Baldwin's a handy guy to have mm-hmm. on your team, too. He's pretty charismatic. Who's the funny person on our team? We have any funny guys?
Funniest person? The funniest two people definitely have to be Marcus Gordon and Smoke Harris.
Okay. Yeah. Smoke's a pretty good thing. And DeMarcus, that's who's the craziest person? Do we have somebody that's just a nut?
Kershawn Fisher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kershawn Fisher.
And I was going to say, besides your strength and conditioning coach. Yeah. Okay. What has he done for y'all? Because linebacker at college, I mean, both y'all were four-year starters, led your team in high school, you know, in New Orleans and in San Antonio. That's hard to do. So how did you have to get your body rearranged when you got here, Mackie?
Oh, with Coach Hester, I think he got me stronger, faster, bigger, really, really quick. But the biggest thing I think he's helped with is maintaining your body and teaching you how to take care of it so you avoid injuries and you play okay. better on the field.
Speaking of injuries, what was your injury last year?
Broken finger.
Ah, that's why you like play with like a boxing glove on mm-hmm. through about three or four games. Mm-hmm. What about you, Tyler? Have you had to do different stuff with your body since you got here?
Yeah, I think, you know, he always hits on the getting stronger and faster and all that, but I think he knows that to respect the body, like you don't need to run it in the ground, you don't need to do crazy things to it where it just breaks down. You just need to keep, you know, take care of it, just keep going, and just keeping us healthy throughout the season is his main goal. And I just think he's great at just looking at us as an athlete mm-hmm. and just how hard we work.
Yeah, he can be loud and he has this crazy persona, but he is definitely 100% on your side.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole picture.
Oh,
it's a 24-hour day thing when it comes to taking care of your body in college. Okay, North Texas, what have you seen on film? What can fans look for from you guys against them Saturday?
Well, speaking of North Texas, good team, really good offense especially, and I think they have a really good running back, so that's going to be a good matchup for our defense, as well as they got four out of five offensive linemen returning.
Yeah.
And so they're going to mesh well and stop the run game, eliminate their passes, and fly to the ball and play hard.
Okay. That about sum it up, Tyler?
Yeah, that about sums it up. I mean, I know they're having their quarterbacks. One of them got hurt, but I think he'll come back. But I think they're both mm-hmm. good quarterbacks, can run the ball, can throw it. So I think if we take care of what we need to take care of, we'll do well.
Bulldogs open up conference Saturday. Hope you can come to the Joe at 6. Tyler, last year when the season started, you were number four, you know, linebacker, and then all of a sudden you're starting and make 16 tackles. Tech beats Southern Miss on the last play of the game, or next last play of the game. It was a fun ride home. Were you surprised that you, your most recent game had been Holy Cross, and then your first Division I game, you're making 16 tackles?
Surprised. I wouldn't say surprised the word, but, like, kind of shocked. I just went out there, and I was just kind of just, like, just have fun and play, and then, you know, we'll figure out whatever the end result is. And we'll make adjustments from there. But it was my first college football game, so I just wanted to have fun and just, you know.
Sure, and you did. That was another great college football game, and what turned out to be a weird year. Thank y'all for battling through that. Mackie, do you remember how you got recruited? Who recruited you?
Yeah, I first got recruited, I'd say it started off with, I think it was Gothy. Coach Gothy was here, and then he left, and when Coach Gamble got the job, he recruited me here, and that's why I came.
And what was the deciding factor in you guys coming here?
To come to La Tech, it was just, I liked the home atmosphere and small college town vibe, and I really felt like the staff cared about you, and it was just, I felt like home when I was here.
Good. You feel the same kind of family feeling?
Yeah, I like that, the fact of them caring about you outside of football, because, you know, life outside of football means a lot to everybody, and it's a big factor for everybody. So I think that if there's anything going on outside of football, you have somebody to talk to, somebody to go to, and for them to, you know, be there for you means a lot.
Tyler's sporting a Chicago Bulls 1996 NBA champion hat. Looks relatively new, although it was 25 years ago. How many caps you got? Are you a cap guy?
Yeah, I have about 4 or 5. Nothing super crazy, but I like to change it up a little bit.
Okay. Mackie also sporting a brim. Mackie's from San Antonio. How many times have you been to the Alamo?
Oh, the Alamo? Plenty of times. Whenever I first got my driver's license, me and my buddies, we just go downtown and be like, you want to stop at the Alamo? We just stop by and go look at it.
It's just right there.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Crossing my burger place. Okay, before we let y'all go, any final words y'all want to say to the fan base?
Nothing super crazy. I just, you know, come show love for the game. You know, we'll be there. We love the support y'all give us, and we'll try to put on a good show for y'all.
Thank you, Tyler. I bet y'all will. What about it, Mackie?
Yeah, pretty much what Tyler said sums it up. Thanks for coming out. Please keep coming out to the games, and thanks for supporting us.
Okay, root for number 52, Tyler Grubbs, number 44. The happily named Mackie Carabin. Is Mackie a family name?
Yes, it's my mom's maiden name.
Okay, Mackie Augustus Carabin. Do you have a middle name, Tyler?
I do, David.
Tyler, T.D. Oh, T.D. Grubbs. I like it. That sounds like a movie star. All right, until Saturday.
See ya.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.